We are going to continue the hour by heading to campus. We're still just a couple of weeks into the start of the new fall semester. One of the things that is both challenging and exciting is the arrival of a lot of new administrators on campus, one of whom is Raul Rice, who is the new dean of the Hussman School of Journalism and Media, comes to the Hussman School at an exciting and challenging time. So we are excited to have Dean Rice joining us on the air to chat about the new year and exciting opportunities and challenges and everything else facing the school. Dean Rice, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thank you, Aaron. Good morning. Thank you for having me, and it's a pleasure to be here.
So before we get into specifics, you've been on the job during the school year for a couple of weeks now. Obviously, you arrived a little bit before that. What are your initial impressions of UNC and Chapel Hill and the journalism school in particular?
I think all my good feelings about the school have been confirmed in the sense that I really admire this school, and I admire the work that people do here and the students and the achievements. So everything has lived up to my expectations just getting here, and I felt a lot of welcoming thoughts and actions from people who are here. And it has been great to be on campus finally. It was kind of a long transition, so I couldn't wait to get started, and it has been a really, really good time so far.
Looking ahead to the coming semester, the coming year, what are you most excited about?
One of the things that I'm really excited about is I'm taking my time to listen and to learn. So I've been doing a lot of talking and listening to people in the last 2 months. I've had meetings with mainly staff administrators and now with faculty and students. And I'm getting to know and learn a lot about the school, about the different programs, about what we teach here. And getting that knowledge and kind of trying to process all the knowledge has been really exciting. The more I find out, the more I admire the work that goes on here. And I look forward to finding out even more, especially from the students now that they are back on campus, finding what their needs are, their aspirations. So that's the part that excites me the most right now, is this kind of informational side of the job and finding out more.
In those listening sessions, what has stood out to you? What themes keep coming back, or what's been a surprising thing that you didn't expect to hear?
Some of the things were confirmed for me is that this is an incredibly accomplished and dedicated and hardworking group of faculty and staff. And it has been pretty amazing for me to see how much work people put into their classes and into the projects, the research projects, and in the case of the staff, doing all the work that is needed to keep the place going and support the students, because we are here because of the students. So now I'm finding out also from the students how excited they are. We had this week of welcome. We had a series of activities here at Carroll Hall and the Curtis Media Center where we welcomed the students in person. There are several of us shaking hands with the students, making sure that they know they are welcome back, and to see them so excited about being back and the accomplishments that they've had and the challenges that they've had. But the optimism, this has been really exciting. I wouldn't say necessarily that this is all a surprise, but it's great to learn firsthand, that people are so dedicated for one, and that the students are so applied and dedicated, and that they are so excited about being here and being back.
Speaking with Dean Raul Rice, newly appointed Dean of the Hussman School of Journalism and Media. Of course, you're coming in at a very odd time for the journalism school. We're still just a year removed from last year's controversy involving Nicole Hannah-Jones. Certainly, the ripple effects of that are still reverberating, even to the point of some accreditation issues. So, what are you doing, or what is your plan to kind of reestablish the Hussman School as an inclusive place where everyone can feel welcome?
Well, this what I just described to you, kind of this listening tour that I'm doing of the school, I think it's part of it. I want to make sure that people know that their opinions are very welcome, and I'm ready to discuss and have open conversations. I've held two large open conversations with staff and faculty, including a retreat that we had on August 12th. where we had a workshop on microaggressions, and we are paying a lot of attention, obviously, to diversity, equity, and inclusion issues. We have a whole plan that we are discussing, we have been discussing with the faculty and the staff over the last 2 months. Just this past Friday, we had another meeting with more than 55 people around the table participating, where we had conversations about what we need to do. I see this more than anything else as a great opportunity for us to confirm and do some of the things we are doing so well in the past, but also to do more in the area of DEI especially. So we have devised and we are in the process of putting together a plan of action, and I'm going to take the plan of action to the students now that we've had this conversation with the staff and the faculty. So I'm planning to assemble a group of students, about 20 students, who I'm calling the Dean's Student Advisory Council. These will be student representatives in a very inclusive way of different parts of the school, different types of students represented from different groups, and also representing chapters of, for example, the Carolina Association of Black Journalists, the National Hispanic Journalists Association, and having conversations about, you know, what their needs are and what they need to be successful here. Obviously, as you mentioned, we are trying to create a sense of belonging in the school. We are trying to create a welcoming environment where everybody feels like their ideas and who they are, they can express themselves fully, and who they are is respected, more than respected. It's taken into account as we build the next chapter for the school. But as I said, it's a great opportunity for us to do that, to build the next chapter of the school, and to infuse everything with diversity, equity, and inclusion. So, as I said, we are really finalizing this big list of action items, and we'll make that public later this month. Hopefully, we are putting together material that we'll make available to the public, and we invite more conversations around these issues, and we'll see, you'll be seeing a lot of activities around those issues coming up.
Given the understanding that this plan is still in the process of being formed, any preview on what some of those action items might be?
Yes, I just mentioned a couple to you, putting together this group of students that will hopefully have this impact in the school in terms of opening a channel, a direct channel with the dean, having meetings with me, and then creating programs where we can offer professional development and leadership opportunities for students from all different backgrounds, putting together something for the spring for the first year students, specifically to create that sense of community. I'm hoping that this group of students, leaders that I'll be working with, will help me put activities together. We are bringing guests, we are bringing speakers, we are hiring 4 new faculty who are coming either in January or starting next year in the fall. 2 more are being hired right now as we speak. So potentially 6 new faculty members. Many of them will be from diverse backgrounds who add to the amazing diversity that we have already among the faculty and the staff, certainly the students. And we'll be doing a series of workshops as well for the staff and the faculty around DEI issues. We just did one, as I mentioned, around microaggressions. We have others coming up in terms of class building and curriculum building in the way we build an inclusive classroom environment. And we'll be connecting to the alumni as well, to the supporters of the school, the friends of the school. We'll have listening sessions coming up for the faculty in the fall and then for the students in the spring. So it will be a very busy year for us, and we are starting to do the work already.
Speaking again with Dean Raul Rice, Hussman School of Journalism and Media, another very related but also separate conversation that has come out of that controversy in the last year is a very interesting discussion about the role of journalists and journalism in the first place. You've got some people on one side who say that journalism should strive to be neutral and free of political bias, that journalists should be as non-biased as possible. Another side that says journalists should pursue the truth, even if that means you end up siding with one political party over another, and that journalists should acknowledge their own personal biases and be upfront about them. It's a fascinating conversation. Where do you stand on it?
Well, you know, I think we have to have principles that we apply. Remember that this is a school of journalism and media, so it's very inclusive in that sense too. We have strategic communication as a big part of the school. About 60% of our students and faculty are dedicated to areas in strategic communication. I would say that we want to infuse everything we do with principles, ethical principles, and professional principles, adopting best practices of what is going on in the field. Also, being the leaders in the sense that we are establishing classroom environments that are inclusive and also principled. And we discuss skills at the same time. You know, we are trying to infuse everything we do, not only with a dose of conceptual conversations about ethical issues and professional issues, but very practical issues related to technology, for example. I think there is a lot that we can contribute in terms of an open discourse in society, building a society that is more democratic and transparent. I think journalism plays a role in that as well. So there are a lot of conversations among the faculty, realizing that we all come from different backgrounds. When we have this conversation about microaggressions in the classroom, for example, we talked at length about implicit biases and hiring processes. So there are a lot of conversations that I think we have to have, and we can contribute a lot in the conversation nationally about the role of the media in building a more democratic, participative, collaborative, open, transparent, ethical society. So these are big issues. We want to contribute. We want to be a part of it. We don't want to exclude people from the conversation. We want to include all the points of view in the conversation. And we want to be this forum and this open space for conversation and dialogue.
We got to wrap up, but as we do, other things that you're excited about or looking forward to in the coming year. You mentioned the Curtis Media Center, really cool new building on campus. What else is happening?
One of the most fun things for me is to meet new students and also to meet prospective students and parents. So I look forward to meeting even more students as I walk around campus. I walk around the buildings all the time. You mentioned the Curtis Media Center. That is an amazing, I've taken five or six different tours with different groups. Every time I find something new about the technology, about what we are doing, that facility is basically booked with classes full time. So we are really looking forward to giving people more tours and opening that to the community eventually, as we want to do, and bringing more events and different things, but also having this community that is built in a way that is more open, transparent, and we are having opportunities to host different organizations. Just tomorrow, we are hosting 11 North Carolina and Southeast United States communities here for media organizations on campus for the Table Stakes, which is one of the biggest projects that we do with the Knight Foundation. So every week, there is something exciting going on at the school.
Hussman.unc.edu for more information on the Hussman School of Journalism and Media. Dean Raul Rice, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Aaron, and good luck, and thank you for everyone to for listening.